Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
Today, on behalf of Rosset Adult Learning, I have taken a trip out not far from Tadcaster to meet the Queen of Willow. And here at Dragon Willow, I have Layla. Hello.
Hello.
Your workshop is incredible. I've come and found you, and we have, well, I'd say more than life-size. We have statues of pretty much the entire Winnie the Pooh cast. We've got Winnie, we've got Tigger, we've got Piglet, Eeyore, Christopher Robin. We have got wicker arches and possibly every single shape you could imagine made of willow here. And whilst I do just love a trip out to come and talk arts and crafts, there is a reason I am here. You're doing something with Rosset Adult Learning.
Yes, over summer I'm going to run two workshops, a chicken and a pheasant workshop. It's during the day, so you can book on through Rosset Adult Learning's website or ring them up, and you'll make an entire chicken or an entire pheasant.
And they are kind of life-sized, if this might be a big chicken, they are kind of life-sized things that people, I guess, put in their garden or in their house?
Yeah, you can put them in your garden. They'll last 3 to 7 years, or you can put them in the house. Some people, after they've made it, they've got quite attached to it, so they'll leave it in their house rather than putting it outside where it'll biodegrade.
Why making things out of willow then? Why do you love it, and why do you think other people would enjoy trying it for a day and coming out with either a chicken or a pheasant?
I love it because I can make so many things and everything is different. It's not just basketry, it's not just sculpture, there's all kinds of things and practical applications for it as well. But I think if you wanted to come along for a workshop, the best reason to come is that A, you'll enjoy yourself, you will also leave with a really nice item, and it's a fun place that you'll be able to meet like-minded people, enjoy a day out, have a sculpture, and maybe learn a bit about traditional skills.
So the two courses then, you've got one to make a willow chicken is on the 18th of July, and to make a willow pheasant is on the 20th of July.
Yes.
Can I try a bit of this willowing, Layla? We are here in headquarters of Dragon Willow, so I feel like that's what I should do.
I think you should as well. I just happen to have a willow chicken frame here.
Yeah. This is like willow. Blue Peter, one monument started earlier, isn't it?
It is a little bit. He's half got a beak on as well. So, Okay. Yeah, if you'd like to have a go, here's some willow, if I show you.
Yeah.
So you're going to put a piece of willow in, start with the thick end, which is what we call the butt, and we're just going to gently bend in and out, making sure we don't flick ourselves in the eye. And it's the act of weaving in and out of other pieces of willow that makes it so firm.
Okay.
So if you go and prod Eeyore over there,
Oh, Eeyore is firm. You couldn't do this with ordinary twigs and sticks, could you?
Yes, you can. You can do it with dogwood, you can do it with grapevine, wisteria. Brambles are really nice because they're two-tone. They're kind of a green and a red colour. They're very pretty. You just have to get rid of the thorns because they're not really...
That would be a dangerous willow making session.
Absolutely. So if you want to...
Okay.
Grab, shall I hold the chicken for you?
You want to hold the chicken? I feel like I'm going to break it, but I'm not,
no,
am I?
No, it's and been soaked in water.
Oh, has it? Okay.
So it's nice and pliable. When it's dry, it's nice and firm, like Eeyore and Tigger.
And so is there any pattern I have to follow with the willow, or do I just kind of... You're just filling in the gaps, I suppose?
Yeah, you're just filling in the gaps. We call it a random wave, but it's not massively random. But yeah, you're just filling in the gaps. So Okay. Put the thick end in first.
Yeah.
And then you're just weaving it in and out.
So these pieces that we're doing it with now are probably, what, a metre and a half almost?
Yeah, I think it's about a metre. They're 4 foot. Each stem that you see is nice and thin. The longer the willow gets, the thicker the stem is.
Oh, yeah, so would that be harder to weave with?
Yeah, you tend to make bigger items. So I've got willow pod chairs over there, that black and red bit of metal, and they're bigger pieces of willow.
Okay, how am I doing?
I think you're doing brilliantly.
Okay? You have to say that now. Well, can I name this chicken?
Absolutely. What's it like?
Well, I'd be tempted to call it Willow, but you have a dog here somewhere that is called Willow, so I can't call it Willow. This is gonna sound like I'm a child, but Clucky. Can we go for Clucky?
You can go for Clucky.
Yeah. Clucky the Willow Chicken. Leila, thank you so much. I'm going to leave him in your very capable hands because you are much more of an expert. But if people would like to come and join in with your courses, you are from Dragon Willow, but you're running 2-day courses for this summer at Rosset Adult Learning. And as we said, they're on the 18th of July or the 20th of July. And people can get in touch with the team at Rosset Adult Learning and get booked on. And you can see if they can make a better Willow Chicken than I. Thank you, Leila.
Thank you very much.
While Beth has been weaving chickens, I have popped into Rosset to find out a bit more about not only this, but the other summer workshops that are going on. So I'm with Melissa. Good evening, Melissa.
Good evening, Ben.
What other workshops have you got running this summer then?
Okay, so we've got a range of workshops that are running throughout July. We've gone to local craft and art experts in the area. I've got some really talented tutors to offer a range of great workshops. So, well, Beth's already talked about the willow sculpture, and there's not to make a hen or a pheasant. We've also got a fused glass workshop where people can get the opportunity to make beautiful glass panels and bowls. We've also got beachcomber crafts, so anything that you found on the beach can come along and make some beautiful items for the home. We're also doing a floristry workshop where you can make a terrarium. They're all the rage at the moment. We've also got an embellished mirror workshop and a ceramics class where you can make a garden lantern.
And these are all just for one day?
They're all for one day, and they're really great value as well. So for around £30 or £40, you can go home with something beautiful that you've made that day.
So if people want to find out more about these summer workshops, where should they find information?
Well, you can call the office on Harrogate 563 768, or you can find out the information on our website, Google Rosset Adult Learning, and there's more information on there.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.